The Bishop Arts District in North Oak Cliff has emerged as one of Dallas's hottest neighborhoods. With developers swooping in, it's become ground zero in a debate about how exactly the new Bishop Arts should look. 3 months ago, a company called Alamo Manhattan lit the fuse with plans to build a five-story gateway to the mostly one-story neighborhood. With a revised version of that plan being unveiled tonight, I took a spin through the neighborhood. Ramon Mejia is driving down Davis, the main street of Bishop Arts.
This is where the big development is going to go here.
We're in his car, rolling by the low-slung shops this area is known for. He's pointing to a few standalone restaurants and bars where developers want to build something called the Bishop Arts Gateway. The original design had 57,000 square feet of apartments, retail, and parking, five stories tall.
This here is not for me, it's not for my family.
Mejia's lived a few miles south of here for almost his whole life. He was born up the street at Methodist Hospital. His mom and dad and aunts and uncles still live in the same houses in the mostly Latino working class areas. Mejia thinks developments like the one proposed by Alamo Manhattan are going to push out people who look like him.
I'm not concerned with that aesthetics. If a big building was being built, but it was going to be for the community and it was going to be used for community members, then I'd be totally for it. But
he's already seen places and people go. Just this summer, a Mexican ice cream shop closed and is moving to Arlington. Its rent shot up from $1,600 to $6,000 a month. He points out that Latino families in the blocks surrounding the hip arts district are starting to sell out to lock in profits and avoid rising property taxes. Kevin Sloan is a landscape architect and UT Arlington professor. He told KERA earlier this summer, proposals like Alamo Manhattan's and Bishop Arts are popping up because of a zoning change that allows 5 to 8 story buildings. To Sloan, that's a problem.
If Dallas is going to compete more on a world stage with other North American and global cities, it needs to not turn Bishop Arts into a place that looks like everywhere else.
That's not what Matt Segrist, president of the Alamo Manhattan Group, says he's trying to do.
One of the reasons we want to be in Bishop Arts area is because we like it. You know, we're trying to connect with that, conform to that, to complement that.
Alamo Manhattan has hosted multiple community meetings. They'll have another to unveil the new plan tonight at 7 at Methodist Hospital.
That's part of that public feedback is part of the process. It's a very rigorous process where you've got to kind of submit yourself before the community and take it and hopefully take it with no ego and learn from it.
From all this, Segrist says he's learned a lot. He hopes the new plans will prove he's trying to fit into the neighborhood's character. And if his timeline goes according to plan, he says construction will start next year. Meanwhile, just a few blocks away on the other side of Bishop Arts, the Nazarian family has begun another big development. For Bishop Arts, a lot of people worry there's no going back. Kat Chow, KERA News.